This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. The first big decisions of the Trump 100 days are in the books. More to come. As we look at the news now, they include energy projects of very great interest here in Oklahoma, as well as trade, abortion, hiring freezes, except we learn on the Supreme Court, where Donald Trump says they're hiring. On the line with us is Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. That's a lot for one day.
It really is a lot, and the executive orders are racking up from the Oval Office now, as promised by Donald Trump on the campaign trail. A whole bunch of executive orders in the first two working days of this brand new White House. Today, the two big ones, the Dakota Access Pipeline and the Keystone XL Pipeline. You remember the controversies on both of those. Both of those controversial pipelines suspended by the Obama White House at various times. Both back on now, although it's unclear from the White House exactly how they're back on and when they'll be built. The Dakota Access Pipeline, especially suspended back in December, as we reported repeatedly on the show here, protests from the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe in North Dakota and many, many others who went up there to stop just, you know, the last 1,100 feet of that pipeline that was supposed to run underneath a part of the Missouri River that's dammed, so it's a lake now. They put a stop to that when the Obama administration Army Corps of Engineers said that they wouldn't allow the project to be completed. Well, Donald Trump says that's back on. And a wrinkle to this now, Donald Trump says in both of these cases, including Keystone XL Pipeline, which is a Trans-Canada project, that he wants them built with American steel. Now, he didn't specify how that's going to be done. He did tell reporters in the Oval Office that this will be subject to negotiation. Don't know if that's just spontaneous words from the president or whether he intends to hold these projects up to a further negotiation with Canadian firms. But that's what the president said.
Whatever their route and however they're built and whenever they're built, they will end up in Cushing, Oklahoma, where we just profiled is the center of all the pipelines in North America. So they're very happy about that here in Oklahoma. But what about trade? Two decisions on trade, both involving the Trans-Pacific Partnership and NAFTA.
Yeah, well, major decision in a way, at least rhetorically, on the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Yesterday, the president signing an order basically removing the United States, giving notice to other countries that the United States was pulling out of the TPP. On a practical level, John, it doesn't mean anything. The TPP has been dead for 6 to 8 months. It never got ratification in the Senate or in Congress. It never passed because lawmakers knew which way the wind was blowing in this populist election that we just had. So in terms of some company or some country's trade policy, it doesn't change a thing, but it certainly gives Donald Trump the opportunity to fulfill yet another campaign promise. On NAFTA, a little bit murkier, newly minted White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer telling reporters yesterday that the president considers NAFTA up to renegotiation. He said if ministers and prime ministers from Canada and Mexico want to renegotiate the trade deal under the confines of NAFTA, that they'd be willing to do that. If they don't, he said, the president will pull us out of NAFTA. That's all to be written in the future, saying, of course, that has to be discussed with the prime minister of Canada, the president of Mexico, and others. So Trump hasn't made any moves on NAFTA yet, but says he's about to.
Well, we'll see how those negotiations could possibly go when we talk to someone who's familiar with the situation in just a moment. But let's talk about that Supreme Court nominee. That could happen quickly.
Oh, Donald Trump told reporters gathered in the Oval Office today that he's going to make a decision this week on a new nominee to the Supreme Court, that he'll announce it next week. He's huddling with Senate Republican leaders today to go over the advice and consent over that pick. So that decision is close to getting made, or so it seems, from the new president.
Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. Thanks so much, Todd.
You bet, John.